This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? This is Nate, and welcome to episode number 36, the Action Movie Guys Podcast. That is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And we are here to tell you about, it's a small movie, maybe you've heard of it, I don't know, indie film. Black Panther is the movie we're talking about. It's not an indie film, I was just kidding. It is one of the most successful movies. This is our first foray into the comic book MCU action movie realm. So I'm very much looking forward to, because I know if you guys watch us or are familiar with our stuff, Alex, not necessarily the biggest Marvel guy. I am probably more of a Marvel fan than him, so this should be an interesting conversation that we're going to have here. But before we do any of that, please, if you are listening on the go, Apple Podcast or Stitcher or Google Play or anywhere else, please make sure you subscribe, give us some feedback, give us a star rating, give us a review over there. And if you're watching on YouTube, please go ahead and hit that like button, share it, tell all your friends about it, make sure you have your notifications on. Give us comments down below. Let us know what you think of Black Panther. Give us your scores. We give you the criteria. All you got to do is put in some numbers and let us know what you think about this film. Now, before we do any of that, we got to talk about the box office numbers, how much this movie made, and the Rotten Tomatoes score. So Alex is the box office guy.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think?
But I'm the guesser. So this is going to be, I won't say it's unfair, but this is very recent. I remember when this movie came out, and I remember it made domestic, I want to say $700 million. I know that sounds outrageous, but I'm 99% sure it made $700 million US. So my guess is, I'm going to say 700 even, maybe it's give or take, but if my memory serves me correct, in 2018, this bad boy was still playing when Infinity War, I believe. Yeah. This was still playing when Infinity War came out and was still in the top 10. So I'm going to say $700 million.
All right, Nate. So let's check this out. Let's see if you're right. This is Black Panther 2018 box office numbers. Domestically, for the first time on the podcast, you have guessed the number $700 million, $426,566.
Yep.
You got it right on the nose, dude.
And it wasn't cheating, but I remember. I remember when it came out, it was like every week. This thing was making money, and we kept covering it on my podcast at the time. It was number one again. It was number one again. And I remember it got to 700. So I kind of had an idea. But hey, I finally did it. I finally hit it right on the head. This will probably never happen again. But because we usually don't cover this new of movies. So, that was okay. Good for me.
That's pretty good.
Rotten Tomatoes. Oh, wait, what did it make?
International, it made $647,171,407.
Jeez,
worldwide for $1.3 billion in the box office on a budget of $200 million.
It doesn't matter what the budget was. If you make $1.3 billion, your budget could be $500 million and you still make money.
You still make triple.
This thing was huge. I remember. Yeah. It was massive. I saw this 3 times at the movie theater. One time with someone who's secretly watching us right now, with my cousin, Beckish. We went to see this at the movie theater. First time I watched it. And then I saw it 2 more times after that. So, I contributed to the $700 million at least like $60 because I kept seeing it in IMAX.
Jeez.
Because it was just, it was just one of those times, man. Yeah, that's no kids. All right. So yeah, that's, that is, all my money is my money. So yeah. So anyway, Rotten Tomatoes. So this is where Alex is going to guess. What do you think the critic said? And what do you think the audience said?
All right. So Rotten Tomatoes. So now this was a successful movie. And I remember a lot of people was raving about it. Okay.
Yep.
So it's going to be somewhere in the 90s. I know that. Mm-hmm. Somewhere in the 90 percentile. Okay, so I'm going to... Oh, mamacita. All right.
Mamacita.
Mamacita. All right, I'm going to guess. Come on, Chadwick. 96%. 96%.
Okay.
On an audience score. Oh, come on, man. Come on, can I do it? I'm going to say even. Across. 96 across. Yeah. 96 okay. across. Come on.
That's not a bad strategy because the last two movies we've done.
I know. I got suckered, man. Okay. So, what did I get on Rotten Tomatoes? Come on.
You got one of these.
I did?
Exactly right. You got one of them exactly right. We just really on it on this review. Critic score was 96% on Rotten Tomatoes. 96. Only 4% of them didn't like this for some reason. I don't know. We'll get to it. Maybe there's reasons. We're going to discuss. But audience score, surprisingly, much lower. 79%.
Whoa.
And I have a theory about this, but we'll get into it when we start talking about the movie. But 79% audience score. So you were right on with the critics. So we were both right on something, which is very good. Now, this is, of course, we are recording this on the anniversary of when this movie came out. So that's kind of interesting. We had no idea when we planned this out. We just kind of write in the dates. And it just so happens that this movie opened 3 years ago from when we are recording it. So that's pretty cool. A little fun fact. But anyway, when you guys see this, it already have been it'll have been a couple of days since we recorded. Anyway, let's give you the criteria real quick and let's jump right into it because you care about our scores, not the Rotten Tomatoes scores. So our criteria, of course, lead character, main villain, action scenes, storyline, overall, and then total points for what we think of it as a whole.
Yeah.
Alex is going to go first with the lead character.
All right. So Chadwick Boseman, this is like, for me, this is he did 42 come out before this movie?
Before, yes.
Yeah. So I guess his name was already out there, if you really think about it. He's starting to become a star, right? Like, if you think about it. So I ain't know much about Chadwick Boseman. I mean, I seen 42 is one of my favorite movies of his. In terms of Black Panther, I did not know who the hell this character was. I mean, I remember seeing him in Civil War in the movie. Uh-huh. But other than that, I mean, that's when they introduced him anyway as Black Panther in Civil War. But him getting his own movie, I was like, okay, let's see what happens here. I don't know much about Wakanda. I don't know much about the character itself. I liked him a lot in the role. He was very believable as the king of Wakanda. That role was meant for him. There's a lot of actors that you could say that the once they put on the suit or they talk as the character, you go, holy crap, that is the guy from the pages onto the screen. And again, I'd never read Black Panther, so I really don't know. But to me, he just fit that. It was just a perfect match for these two to work. I mean, for him to work. I mean, this is just a great. I gave him a 5. I thought he was very believable. Him, the chemistry between him and his sister felt really good. They had great chemistry. Him and the people of Wakanda and the other tribes, they had great chemistry. And then, of course, him flowing with the entire Avengers was very good. And I think him and Captain America, to me, had the best chemistry between the two on screen. But, yeah, I gave him a 5.
Well, no argument for me on anything. Now, I think this movie does two things. There's two things that are perfect about it. And one of them is Chadwick Boseman as T'Challa. He is, you're absolutely right. I don't see anyone else playing this movie. It's smart of them to not recast it. I'm sure in 15 years, they'll recast it. And at that point, I feel like it's long enough, right? You know what I mean? 15 years is a long time. But right now, I don't see anybody else playing this role. But on top of Chadwick Boseman absolutely owning the role, the character is a great character because he's royalty, right? He's a king of Wakanda, but he also has there's a lot of struggle for him, right? This is not a typical, like, I'm the king, and that's it. Like, there's a lot of opposition that comes up against him. He handles everything with nobility. He's a very noble character. There's nothing about him where you could say, oh, that's, you know, like, that's bad that he did that. Or, you know, not that he's perfect, but like, I like the Captain America reference because to me, they're very similar. They're extremely noble. Right is right, wrong is wrong, and they are pretty much 100% on the side of right. You know what I mean? And T'Challa fits that. And it has to be mentioned, he is a great character for a lot of Black kids. You know, like, there's Black kids who didn't have that Black superhero that was like their guy. And he is, and he did a great job. I think he was amazing, flat out, 5 out of 5. No complaints about T'Challa. So let's move on to the villain. And guess what? The villain is the other thing that I think this movie does perfectly. Michael B. Jordan as Eric Killmonger is arguably my favorite MCU villain. He, first of all, Michael B. Jordan kills this role as well. He absolutely owns it. And I think working with Ryan Coogler, this was the third movie they did together. So I feel like they had a good rapport. Coogler knew how to direct him. He knew how to work with Coogler. You could see it. There's no, he's perfect. He got the swag down. You know what I mean? There's a scene where he's like walking in the museum, or just his whole look is unique. It's cool. He's honestly a cool villain. And there's times where you can truly side with him. You know what I mean? Like, he's not maniacal in the classic, like, I'm going to take over the world and blow up the world type villain. He feels he has a right to something and he goes after it. And and I'm not saying he's right, because he definitely, there's things about him that are bad, but he could be looked at not quite as a hero, but there's some validity to what he's going after. I love that about this character. I think he's amazing. I think, yeah, I totally, totally dig Michael B. Jordan in this movie. I dig Eric Killmonger. The way he ended, I was very upset because I think they dropped the ball, and I'm sure maybe they'll find a way to maybe bring him back in, but they should not have done what they did, because he is, you know, Loki's in like 7 movies. To me, Killmonger could have been that type of villain. Come back for a lot of movies and be amazing. 5 out of 5. Love him.
Yeah, in terms of Michael B. Jordan, I will say this with Michael B. Jordan. Him and Chadwick Boseman had a great chemistry as villain and hero. But the thing is like, you're right. He's not the villain of the story. He is more, you have to see it from his point of view, from him growing up. Like, his parent, you know, his dad died on the thing and they didn't know that he was alive. You know what I mean? Like, so it was so much behind that story. And I mean, you could see why he's the villain, but I liked him a lot. I thought he was really good. Him trying to take the Wakanda technology and bring it to the United States and to sell it off, as you know, I thought that worked very well too, because you could see why Chadwick, you know, T'Challa didn't want that to happen. And then it changed at the end. You know, he opened it up, the technology. But I agree with you. I think they should never allowed him to die at the end of the movie.
I agree.
I think, but maybe with the Thanos snap and they reverting everything now, he might come back, but then have T'Challa not come back, maybe. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, picture this. They didn't kill him, and now that Chadwick's character, you know, he's dead in real life, the actor's dead. Imagine somehow Killmonger actually takes over and is good, but almost in a, not an anti-hero way, but like still has those tendencies. Like, he might go too far. But he's trying to. I think that would have been an amazing thing for them to do. He's that good of a character. But
he still might.
We'll see.
But
he still might.
I give him a 5. I think he's an excellent villain. I there's no way I could lower that. I score that a below a 5. I mean, he's really good in the movie.
Right. And one thing we got to mention before we go on, me and you usually agree on this. He's formidable. He can fight T'Challa.
Yeah.
He beat him in the movie. He's not here for T'Challa to just be like, own him, and it's very no. Killmonger's almost equal physically to T'Challa, so that you got to say, it's not like, well, he's definitely going to win a fight against him. I think that is important and why he's equal. Okay, so action scenes, you go.
In terms of action, this movie has fantastic action. One of my favorite scenes is in the when they driving the Lexus to the
in Korea.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite scenes, when he's on top of the car and he finds out that his suit could do that power thing. Like, it just boom.
Oh, the perp. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. The pulse energy blast thingamajiggy. Like,
it absorbs the energy. And then he just
lets it go. Yeah. I thought that was a fantastic scene. I thought the casino scene was awesome. I thought it was it reminded me of a 007 movie when they just going in there and try to be undercover. I thought that was pretty cool. The fight at the end was a little bit stale for me for some reason. It was like a generic Marvel fight, if you know what I mean. Like, but I liked it though. Like, it wasn't like over the top, but I thought it was pretty cool. If they let him live, I thought it would have been more epic, because then he would have another battle, you know, if he let him go. But I thought the fight at the end was a little but it has tons of action, and that's what you want in these comic book movies. So I give it a 5. I mean, there's no way I could score this super low. So that's a 5 for me.
I can't argue with you much. I think the only thing, I hate the last fight in this movie. So, and it's only because it looks terrible. Like, for a 2018 film, the CGI in that fight scene is almost like glaringly bad. at times. They look like video games. They're so rubbery, the way they're moving and stuff. When they're fighting down by the train, they're like falling down the thing. And oh, it's so bad. Everything before that looks great. When they're fighting outside and they're running around in the suits, it all looks great. Like, all the effects are great. But for some reason, when they get together and start fighting, they look like a video game. And I hate video game type effects. And that I always hated. But I agree. I love the South Korea scene with when they're on the car and the dude with the one arm that's like a gun or whatever. Like, that is super cool. I love that. See, Andy Serkis's character. That's awesome. I love the way they use, like, the rhinos and stuff. Like, the other tribes, they got these rhinos. And, oh, there's so much cool stuff. You get, like, airplane battles. You get, like, freaking spaceships. You get lasers. You get everything. There's, like, a little bit of everything. I'm going to give it a 5. Now, I almost took off for the CGI at the end. But when adding in the total and how, and like the Korea scene alone gets me so hyped every time. The music is so good. You got like a Vince Staples song. It's pumping. It's great. It's like a whole great scene. I love it. Just for that, I'm going to give it the 5 as well. But I do like the action. All right. Storyline. So, you know what? I don't mean to, you know, we're not here to just say this is the greatest movie of all time or anything. But this is one of the best Marvel movies that there is. So the fact of the matter is they just kind of executed everything very, very well with this movie. The casting is great. The characters are great. And the storyline, guess what it is? It's great. So you have a hero who's a great hero. We've already talked about him. You have a villain who's a great villain. And that's important. The villain storyline is almost as important as the hero storyline. When you have a movie that has both of them doing things and they're on a collision course, right? That's my kind of movie. I'm interested in the villain. I'm interested in the hero. When one's on the screen, I miss the other. And when the other's on screen, I miss the other. And that is very good storytelling. Look, you got a lot of great side characters. M'Baku nearly walks away with the movie. Everyone loves him. Winston Duke is great in this movie, right? I love all the subplots. I love the Korea scene because, like you said, it's almost like a James Bond scene. It really is. It is a James Bond scene in the middle of this, you know, Marvel movie. I love this movie. I think it has a great storyline, and I also give it a 5.
Storyline. This storyline is actually really good. To me, it's my second favorite storyline in the MCU. Because my favorite one so far is, I always tell everyone, the perfect Marvel movie is Winter Soldier.
Winter Soldier.
It's my number one. I don't care if the Avengers Endgame. No. Winter Soldier to me is like the perfect MCU movie. This is my second favorite story. I thought it was very, the cool thing about Black Panther that it's a standalone, but it still could be slotted into an entire universe. Because it has all these branches that it goes to the, you know, it brings in the Avengers if you want to, or, you know, you bring in the what's his name? Andy Serkis' character branches off and then he's in the other movies with the Avengers and Age of Ultron because of the vibranium, I believe that the hell is called. So I like that. And this story was actually really entertaining from beginning to end. Like there was no dead spot for me. Like I was just like, oh, this is actually pretty cool. It starts off in Oakland and it ends in Oakland. I thought that was pretty cool with the flashback. Cause right at the beginning, it was the Oakland scene. You get to see his original father in the suit. So I thought that was pretty cool. I gave it a 5 for storyline. I thought it was a really good storyline. Yeah.
Yeah, it is, you know, and, and gotta be said, this is the first time we're in a whole new world in this movie. Most of it takes place in Wakanda, which is a whole created universe. It's a whole world. There's whole new characters. This doesn't rely on all the other Marvel films. Like you said, Claw is in it, who was in Ultron. But this could very well just be its own movie, and you don't need any of the other Marvel movies at all. And yet, it also still ties in with all the other Marvel movies. So, magic how they did that. Okay, overall.
All right, overall, I will say this with overall. This movie is perfect. I will say this. This is a perfect superhero movie. And I don't throw perfects around a lot in these reviews that we do, but this one is perfect. And the reason why I kind of like the whole African type theme in Wakanda with the music and the outfits and they had like their own culture there. Yep. And I thought that was really cool because they made up a culture. Now, I don't know. I don't read the damn Black Panther comics, but I kind of like that on screen. I kind of like the culture that they brought. I like the music. When it's in Wakanda, it's playing all that music and the drums and all that. Yeah. And I thought it's fantastic. Angela Bassett is fantastic as his mom. It is a perfect casting. Yeah. And I always said Angela Bassett should have been Storm in the first X-Men movie, because she would have been amazing as Storm in the first.
Better than Halle Berry.
Oh, Halle Berry. Get out of here. but
she's great in John Wick 3.
She was great in John Wick 3, but as a Storm? No. She's a disaster. But Angela Bassett, I always said she would have been my number one choice as Storm. Cuz she would have had that African she would have had that language that she speaks.
She got it.
Yeah, she has it. So that would have been awesome. But anyway, in terms of this movie, I think the entire cast was fantastic. I thought the CGI was good at best. Certain scenes did not look as good. But throughout the movie, it looked fantastic. I thought the scenery Ryan used was great action, great villain, perfect. And then, of course, your lead character, again, perfect across the board. I gave it a 5 on overall.
Yeah, so listen. When I reviewed this for the first time, like I said, I saw this in the theater a few times. I remember, I'm pretty sure I gave it a 9 out of 10 on the whole when I watched it. I thought it was very great, but I hated the CGI, whatever. Over time, and with this rewatch, I have to agree, within the realm of comic book movies, so far, the only thing I've complained about this whole time was that the CGI in the fight didn't look that good at the end, you know? Other than that, and look at the cast. You get Chadwick Boseman, Angela Bassett, Michael B. Jordan, Daniel Kaluuya. You got Forrest Whitaker, Martin Freeman. You got Andy Serkis. You got Sterling Brown. Like, the friggin' great cast, right? And then newcomers, the girl who played Shuri. I can't remember her name right now off the top of my head, but she's great. She's great. Shuri is a great character in this. I absolutely love her. Letitia Wright, that's her name. So Letitia Wright, she's great in this. It's a perfectly casted, very well directed. The score, like you mentioned, Ludwig Göransson did the music for this. Recently he did Tenet. He does the music for Mandalorian. He does like his music, and he's not even African, but it's so good. It evokes, you know, Africa from a make-believe country that's not even real. But it's beautiful. I love it. I'm not gonna give it any marks off. CGI aside. And only in one part, because overall, you're right. The CGI is great. It's a $200 million movie. It looks amazing, except that one fight. 5 out of 5. I'm not gonna do it. Now, this brings me to why I think this has a 79. This was a very popular target for the classic, it's too overhyped movie. I think that 79% audience score does have a lot of people who went in and marked it negatively because everyone else seemed to like it so much. Yeah. I remember when it came out, even on my podcast, people were like, oh, this is so overhyped. Like, you hyped it up too much. It's not that good. And I think that caused people to look at it negatively. I think if they objectively sit and watch it, there's not a lot to complain about, especially for a comic book movie. Like, it's very good. There's depth of character, great villains, great fights, great music, production values, fantastic. I mean, what is not good about this? I don't know, but. So I think that's where that 79 came from, and I wanted to revisit it. Anyway, what is your total? Well, we have the same total. I don't even know why I'm going to ask you. We both gave it all 5s. So that would be 25 out of 25 for both of us. What is this? The second time this has ever happened, I think, or the third? I know Terminator 2. Got the perfect. 2.
Yeah.
John Wick 1, almost, because I gave it a 24. So it almost got a 25.
Yeah, I gave that one. Did I give that one perfect?
No, you gave the villain a 4. I think we both gave it a 24.
Yeah, so
So we haven't been passing out 25s.
No.
Just so y'all know, we don't just say everything 25 out of 25. No, this earned it. It's a great movie. I think you've seen it, but if somehow you haven't, go ahead, do yourself a favor. Put in Black Panther and watch it. And if you didn't like it that much the first time, maybe give it another watch. Maybe upon further review, you'll actually like it more. But anyway, that's just our 2 cents on it. Anything else to add?
No, I mean, I think this is again, this movie. It's weird because, like you said, I'm not into Marvel movies. I am not. I'm more of a DC person. So, but I gotta give respect where respect is due in terms of these movies. There's a lot of movies that they put out that are really good, and I think this one again is the second out of all of them. I think it's really good. We are going to tackle them, of course, on the yeah. show. But for me, Black Panther and Winter Soldier are still the top of the class in terms of movies.
This is top tier. This is top tier Marvel. I agree. Winter Soldier is my personal favorite. That's top tier. There's a few. I believe Marvel has a top tier and then a slightly lower tier. And to me, a bottom tier is not, none of their movies are bad, but I don't think any of them are bad. I just like some more than others, really, to be honest. So
I will say this, though. I will say this. Okay. In terms of whoever puts on that suit to become the new Black Panther, they have a lot of, like, they have something. It's going to be really rough because a lot of people are going to be really bad. They're going to be really hard on the guy.
I think they got two options. One, go like the comics and Shuri ends up becoming Black Panther because she did in the comic books.
Yeah.
I think that would be palatable. I don't think it would, too many people would be upset. The other was my original option. If Killmonger can somehow be brought back and slightly good, I think he could do it because he wore a version of the suit. I think he should wear his version with the gold instead of with the purple. I think that would be cool. You're not taking that purple suit is Chadwick's suit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think you can do it, have the suit, looks different. But again, they'd have to do some finagling. And I must say, I know they killed him. The best part of that is his last line. It was a beautiful line. It was great. That's the only good thing that came out of his death, because I think they should have kept him alive somehow. Either way.
Yeah, that was a great line. Yeah,
it was great. Now, this is our review of Black Panther. If you enjoyed it, please give us your scores below. Next week, First Blood Part 2. And our last in our Black History Month movies, we have Man on Fire. Starting in March, we'll be starting some Westerns. So I'm looking forward to that because I'm not a big Western guy. You are a big Western guy.
Yeah, I love Western movies.
Yeah, so we're going to get into some Westerns. So that should be interesting. A few of them are first-time watches for me. So looking forward to it as always. So keep an eye out for those.
Yeah, so anything in our, if you want to follow us on any of our social media platforms, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out his podcast with him and his friends. Nateflix Movie Reviews on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, anywhere you listen to your podcast on. Anything Levels of Geeks, please follow us on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, Levels of Geeks, across the board. Check out our website. We have everything there for you guys, all nice and organized. And that's pretty much it. If you're watching us on YouTube, please hit that like button. If you enjoyed this video, hit those notification bells so every time we go live or we drop movie reviews or disc reviews, you guys will be notified. Till then, he's your host, Nate. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.